With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House of Representatives rejecting an effort to stop the Trump administration's war against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
By a tally of 219 to 212, House lawmakers voted down a war powers resolution one day after the Senate rejected a similar measure. The resolution would have limited President Trump's power to continue major combat operations against Iran and required that any hostilities against Iran be authorized by Congress.
Foreign correspondent Karen Chamas reporting on Ukraine's cooperation with the Gulf states to help defend against Iranian strikes.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the United States and its allies in the Middle East are seeking Ukraine's expertise in countering Iran's Shahed drones. Zelensky has said he's spoken in recent days with the leaders of the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Jordan and Kuwait about possible cooperation. The EU's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, has said Ukraine's help would be invaluable to Gulf countries.
And they have been really surprised how much Ukraine is helping them in this regard, keeping in mind that they are under heavy attacks all the time.
I'm Karen Chamas.
President Trump dismissing Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. He will nominate Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen for that position. State Department says the U.S. and Venezuela have agreed to reestablish diplomatic ties. That's considered a major shift in an adversarial relationship. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle calling on Texas GOP Representative Tony Gonzalez to end his re-election campaign. He is facing an ethics investigation into an affair he allegedly had with a former aide. She later committed suicide. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Indiana. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Brownsburg Community Schools Corporation will pay John Kluge $650,000. He was forced out after refusing to refer to transgender students by their chosen pronouns. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Kluge and says, quote, "This settlement confirms what the law has always said. Public schools cannot force teachers to violate their religious beliefs. Schools should learn that refusing to accommodate religious employees can be expensive." Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, a man who repeatedly drove his vehicle into the Chabad-Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York earlier this year, pleading not guilty to federal charges of intentionally damaging religious property, that man was arrested on hate crime charges following the incident in January, which damaged an entrance to that site. This is SRN News. Tough time for investors. Oil prices continue rising, and that, of course, causing the markets to sink. We hear more now on the day from Wall Street from business correspondent Seth Soutell, reporting from New York.
Stocks sank on Wall Street after the price of oil spiked to its highest level since 2024. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended with a loss of 784 points. That's about 1.6%. The Dow had been down more than 1,100 points. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Oil prices gave back some of their big gains late in the day. That helped stocks in the U.S. moderate their losses. Treasury yields rose in the bond market as bond investors got a bit more worried about inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.14%. Seth Soutell, New York.
And more details at srnnews.com.